This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Assault doesn't pay. A University of California professor avoided jail time but faces other penalties after assaulting pro-life advocates on the Santa Barbara campus. And an abortion business executive has been forced to resign after verbally threatening a pro-life Democrat in Louisiana. The legislator supports health and safety laws extended to abortion clinics. Pro-life advocates around the world have been moved by the continuing witness of Pope Francis to the value of human life. Over the weekend, Francis made what some are calling a one-of-a-kind memorial to the unborn in his visit to a cemetery dedicated to burying the bodies of the aborted in Korea. This is Life News Radio. In the contest to decide what rights human souls will actually possess before governments and in the public arena, the heroes are becoming ordinary people like you. People are speaking up for life before their friends, in public conversation, and in the voting booth. People in the abortion business are quitting and speaking out. Ordinary people are living ordinary lives in heroic testimony to the value and love of human life. Join us in making a culture of life. When Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott was a judge, he issued a controversial dissenting opinion in a rape case that sought compensation for a victim's losses. Now, as he's a candidate for governor, Texas voters will have to read and think about that case. What may be more interesting, however, are some of the people criticizing Abbott. For example, a business that ignores statutory rape of its own abortion clients is probably not a good source for such criticism. But if you look at the evidence of what pro-life groups in Texas present, it seems to be what Planned Parenthood is doing. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.